Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go cash call.
Perkins. It's not Elvis, that's Carl Perkins bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger. Could not do without her. She's one of our top retail experts. Heck, she knows more about what people with a little bit of discretionary income, what they do, what they're thinking. She knows all about that. She's written all the books on the topic, including her new one, Meet the Henrys. That is the new one, isn't it, Pam?
Yes, that is. And they're so important for everybody to understand. The high earners, not rich yet, some 30 million U.S. households.
That the millennials that matter most for luxury brands, which, folks, if you're a small business owner, you need to think of yourself as a luxury brand, because if you're not thinking of yourself as a luxury brand, you're thinking of yourself as a commodity, and that's the world that Walmart operates in. And you can't compete with Walmart. Don't try. Don't even get that war is over, and you've already lost. Hey, Pam. Real quick thing on what luxury buyers are thinking about business conditions. They're kind of excited about it, aren't they? They like what they see.
Right. Well, I mean, they're the one. I mean, the affluent. Again, we have to understand they have more money because they have more education. And they're always watching the business news. So they are really tapped and tuned into what's going on in business. So they're the ones that are, you know, and for small businesses, I mean, again, when they hear the word luxury, they tend to think, oh, well, that's Hermes and mm-hmm. Chanel and Louis Vuitton, and that isn't me. But, you know, I've just, the 2017 census is just out, and it has some profoundly interesting numbers. If we look at the total number of U.S. households, from 2012 to 2017, the total households grew by about 4.2%. If you look at that, where the growth has been in terms of income, lower income under 50,000 households decreased by 6%. The affluent over $100,000, they increased, the numbers increased by 26%.
Wow.
From 2012 to 2017. Wow. That's the only segment in the whole U.S. population by income that is growing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where small businesses really need to focus. The people who have more discretionary income have incomes of $100,000 and above, and you can easily identify them based upon
But they don't think about their money or what they're buying or what they're consuming or what they use. They do not think about that, any of that, the way baby boomers think about it.
Right. Well, baby boomers are a lot of the people in that
nope.
income.
Yeah, I know they are, but there's a lot of others that aren't, though. There's a lot of...
Yeah, right. The young ones, the Henrys,
the young Henrys.
Millennials starting...
Yeah, go ahead.
They're starting to grow their income, and they're the ones that are actually buying so many more things because baby mm-hmm. boomers are now downsizing.
That's right.
And they've got everything they need.
That's
but
right.
It's the younger people, you know, from under 45, really,
mm-hmm.
that are the ones that we really need to target and understand. And that is a new generation with a whole new point of view, and we've
yep.
really got to get in their heads. And one of the best ways to get in their heads is hire some of them to work
right.
in your business.
That's right. Take it from them, folks. Okay, so Pam, we have to do the fashion report. You know, I mean, you know me, I'm Mr. Fashion. And so I want to make sure that you give us a good fashion report. What's going on with fashion?
Well, it's so interesting that men's fashion is the fastest growing segment of all.
What's new about wingtips and button down collars? I'm confused, Pam.
Well, they're really not buying those sorts of things. They're going much more casually, and that is having a profound influence in changing, you know, what people buy and what they look for when it comes to fashion. I mean, women, you know, are they're the biggest fashion customers, but men are the fastest growing. So,
really?
You know, it's really very interesting to look at fashion today. And, you know, so many small Main Street businesses they have such an advantage over the shops in the mall, like the Gaps and you know the J. Crews and so on, because they can provide a real point of view, and that's what people, when it comes to buying clothes, they're looking for a point of view that reflects their own personality.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to look like everybody else wearing the same Gap T-shirt.
That's the truth. I mean, for all the years that I was coming up, my suits looked just like the grandparents, the granddads who were working in the same industry. My suits looked just like their suits, pretty much. And but now the tailoring for young men is a whole lot different from what I wear. A lot different.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And fashion is so important to how a person presents themselves. And the messages that they want to communicate about who they are and what their values are. And so I think, you know, Main Street fashion stores, retailers, boutiques have such an important role to play in helping their customers realize their own fashion sensibility. So it's more than just having clothes on the shelf. It's about helping them fashion their own wardrobe and
making them believe
style.
They can
so
count
learning
on you,
and training them,
making them believe they can count on you, so they can come back time after time. Pam,
exactly.
I need your website. I need your website quickly, please.
Oh, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and I hope people come. I have a lot of white papers there that people can download.
It's really
particularly relevant to small special retailers.
If you're a Main Street retailer, folks, you have to know about Pam. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.